Welcome, dear listeners, to Philosophy Crossroads, where we delve into the intricate tapestry of philosophy and its intersections with other disciplines. Today, we're exploring a theme that bridges the gap between the West and the East, challenging the boundaries of our understanding and inviting us to look beyond the horizon of our own convictions. In this episode titled Beyond the Self, Nietzsche and the Echoes of Eastern Wisdom, we embark on a philosophical journey that connects the provocative thoughts of Friedrich Nietzsche, a towering figure of 19th century Western philosophy, with the ancient and profound wisdom of Indian/Buddhist philosophy. Friedrich Nietzsche, known for his radical critique of truth, morality, and the fabric of society, pushed the boundaries of conventional thinking and morality. His philosophy invites us to question the foundations of our beliefs and to embrace the potential for transformation within ourselves. On the other side of the philosophical spectrum, Indian and Buddhist philosophies offer a millennia-old exploration of reality, self, and enlightenment, presenting concepts that challenge and enrich our understanding of existence and meaning. As we navigate through this episode, we will uncover the points where Nietzschean thought and Eastern wisdom converge and diverge, shedding light on their philosophical implications and their relevance in our contemporary world. Join us as we explore the depths of these philosophies, seeking insights that can illuminate our path to a deeper understanding of the self and the world around us. At the heart of Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophical inquiry is the concept of the will to power. Unlike traditional interpretations that might reduce this notion to a mere lust for dominance or control, Nietzsche envisioned the will to power as the fundamental driving force behind all life forms. It is not just about conquest or authority, but an inherent drive for self-expression, mastery, and the realization of one's potential. In Nietzsche's view, everything we do is an expression of this will, from the simplest act of creation to the complex dynamics of societal structures. Central to Nietzsche's vision for humanity is the idea of the Übermensch, or Overman, which represents the next evolutionary step for human beings. The Übermensch is an individual who has transcended the conventional values and moralities of society, creating new values in the process. This figure is not bound by the dichotomies of good and evil as defined by traditional moral systems, but instead operates on a plane of existence where one is free to define one's own virtues and live according to them. The Übermensch symbolizes the ultimate realization of the will to power, embodying the capacity to overcome and reshape oneself and one's world. Another profound aspect of Nietzsche's thought is the idea of eternal recurrence, a thought experiment that asks whether we would embrace living our lives over and over in exactly the same way for eternity. This concept challenges us to consider the value of our actions and our life as a whole, pushing us to live in such a manner that we would affirm and cherish the repetition of our lives, moment for moment, without alteration. The eternal recurrence compels us to confront the most profound aspects of our existence, urging us to live authentically and with purpose, embracing the totality of our experiences with joy and affirmation. Through these core concepts, Nietzsche challenges us to confront the foundations of our beliefs, to question the constructs of morality and truth, and to embrace the transformative power of the will. His philosophy is a call to individualism, creativity, and the constant overcoming of limitations, inviting us to engage in the perpetual becoming of who we are meant to be. As we proceed, we'll explore how these Nietzschean themes resonate with, and diverge from, the teachings of Indian and Buddhist philosophies, setting the stage for a rich dialogue between these diverse philosophical traditions. In the vast expanse of Indian and Buddhist philosophical traditions, the principle of anatta, or non-self, stands as a cornerstone concept, challenging the very foundation of how we perceive identity and existence. Unlike the Western tradition, which often emphasizes the importance of a stable, continuous self, Buddhism presents a radical view. There is no unchanging, permanent self at the core of our being. This notion suggests that what we consider to be the self is merely a collection of changing phenomena, including feelings, perceptions, formations, and consciousness. The implication of inati is profound, as it confronts the attachment to ego and the suffering that arises from it, proposing a liberating perspective that frees one from the confines of a fixed identity. Parallel to the concept of inati is the intertwined doctrines of karma and dhyaksarma, which provide a cosmic framework governing the flow of existence. Karma, a principle that transcends Indian and Buddhist traditions, posits that actions and intentions have consequences that extend beyond the immediate context, influencing future states of being and circumstances. This causal chain underscores the importance of ethical living and the mindful cultivation of positive actions. Dhyaksarma, in its broadest sense, refers to the cosmic law and order, but also to the path of righteousness and the duty one has to uphold ethical conduct. Together, karma and dhyaksarma construct a moral compass that guides individuals through the cyclical nature of birth, life, death, and rebirth, samsara, aiming for a harmonious existence within the cosmic order. The ultimate goal within these philosophical traditions is the attainment of moksha or nirvana, terms that, while originating from different traditions, Hinduism and Buddhism respectively, both represent the liberation from the cycle of samsara. Moksha signifies the release from the bonds of karma, achieved through the realization of the self's true nature and the dissolution of illusions. Nirvana, often described as the blowing out of the flames of desire, ignorance, and aversion, represents the state of ultimate peace and liberation, where the cycle of suffering is ended. The journey to nirvana or moksha is marked by a profound inner transformation, requiring disciplined practice, ethical living, and the development of wisdom and compassion. These core concepts of Indian/Buddhist philosophy, inati, karma, dhyaksarma, moksha, and nirvana, offer a rich tapestry of insights into the nature of reality, ethics, and the potential for human liberation. They present a vision of life that is deeply interconnected, where individual actions resonate within the larger cosmic order, and where liberation is found not through the assertion of the self, but through its transcendence. As we delve deeper into these ideas, we uncover a philosophy that, while distinct, shares intriguing points of convergence and divergence with Nietzschean thought, inviting a fascinating dialogue between these two worlds. The convergence between Nietzschean philosophy and Indian/Buddhist thought reveals profound insights into the nature of self and existence, particularly in their mutual rejection of a fixed, unchanging self. Nietzsche's critique of the ego and the Buddhist principle of inati both challenge the conventional understanding of identity. Nietzsche provocatively suggests that the self is a mere construct, a play of forces and drives, constantly in flux and without any inherent essence. This idea mirrors the Buddhist view that what we perceive as the self is simply a collection of changing components, skandhas, and clinging to this self's illusory self is the source of suffering. Consider the example of a river. We might name it, say, the Nile or the Amazon, and in doing so, we think of it as a singular, identifiable entity. However, the reality is that the water in the river is always changing. The water molecules that compose it at one moment are not the same as those that compose it at another. The river, much like the concept of self in both Nietzschean and Buddhist philosophies, is in constant flux, challenging the notion of a permanent, unchanging identity. Similarly, both philosophies advocate for the transformation of suffering as a pathway to liberation or self-overcoming. Nietzsche sees life's challenges as opportunities for growth, urging us to embrace our struggles to forge stronger, more authentic versions of ourselves. This echoes the Buddhist path, where understanding the nature of suffering, dukkha, and following the Eightfold Path leads to nirvana, the cessation of suffering. Imagine a sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble. Each strike is a challenge, a moment of suffering for the marble, but through this process, a beautiful form emerges. This process can be likened to the Nietzschean and Buddhist paths, where the suffering of existence is not a curse but a catalyst for transformation. The critique of conventional morality also presents a striking area of convergence. Nietzsche's disdain for herd morality, that stifles individual greatness and innovation finds a parallel in Buddhism's nuanced approach to ethics, which is not about adhering to absolutes but understanding the intention behind actions and their effects on oneself and others. Both philosophies, then, call for a morality of depth, where actions are not judged solely by external standards but by their alignment with a deeper understanding of life and the nature of suffering. Despite these convergences, Nietzschean and Buddhist philosophies part ways on several fundamental issues. Nietzsche's affirmation of life with all its desires and passions stands in contrast to the Buddhist goal of detachment from desire to achieve nirvana. Where Nietzsche celebrates the will to power and the joy of existence, Buddhism teaches the middle way, a path of moderation that avoids the extremes of sensual indulgence and self-mortification. This divergence can be illustrated by two dancers. One, embodying Nietzsche's philosophy, dances fervently, embracing each movement as an expression of life's vitality. The other, guided by Buddhist principles, moves with deliberate grace, mindful of each step, embodying the balance between engagement and detachment. Furthermore, Nietzsche's concept of the will to power as a fundamental drive contrasts with the Buddhist emphasis on non-attachment and compassion. For Nietzsche, the will is a creative force, pushing individuals towards self-assertion and the overcoming of obstacles. In contrast, Buddhism values the letting go of the ego and the cultivation of loving-kindness, seeing liberation in the dissolution of the self's desires and illusions. In addressing nihilism, Nietzsche challenges us to create our own values in a world seen as meaningless, whereas Buddhism offers sunyata, the concept of emptiness, not as nihilism but as a realization of the interconnectedness of all things and the emptiness of inherent existence. This philosophical divergence offers a rich ground for reflection on the nature of meaning and existence. Through this exploration, we see how Nietzschean philosophy and Indian/Buddhist thought both challenge us to rethink our understanding of the self, morality, and the meaning of life. While they may diverge in their approaches and ultimate goals, both philosophies offer invaluable insights into the pursuit of a more authentic and liberated existence, inviting us to engage in a continuous process of questioning, understanding, and transformation. The philosophical implications of these explorations into Nietzschean and Eastern thought extend far into the fabric of contemporary life, addressing existential anxieties, the quest for authenticity, and the challenges of moral relativism. Both traditions prompt us to confront the fundamental questions of who we are and how we ought to live, especially in an era marked by rapid change and uncertainty. Consider the modern phenomenon of social media, an arena where the self is often curated, presented through a series of snapshots and statements that seek to define and solidify one's identity. This digital self-curation resonates with Nietzsche's idea of the self as a construct, always becoming, never fixed. Similarly, it mirrors the Buddhist concept of anatta, illustrating how the self we present is but a fleeting aggregation of qualities and experiences, constantly in flux. The challenge, then, is not to cling to these projections, but to embrace the fluidity of our identities, recognizing the freedom in the impermanence of the self. In addressing contemporary moral questions, such as the ethics of technology or environmental responsibility, both Nietzschean and Buddhist philosophies offer valuable insights. Nietzsche's call to transcend herd morality and create new values encourages us to think deeply about the ethical implications of our actions in an interconnected world. Similarly, Buddhism's emphasis on intention and the consequences of actions, or karma, invites us to consider the wider impact of our choices, advocating for a mindful engagement with the world that acknowledges our responsibility towards all beings. The search for authenticity, a pervasive quest in our times, also finds resonance in these philosophical traditions. Nietzsche's exhortation to become who we are, to embrace our will to power, challenges us to break free from societal conventions and discover our own path. On the other hand, Buddhism's path to enlightenment, achieved through self-awareness and the dissolution of ego-driven desires, offers a different but equally profound route to authenticity, one that finds peace in the acceptance of life's impermanence and interconnectedness. Imagine walking through a dense forest where the path is not clear and the direction is uncertain. This journey can be likened to our own search for meaning and authenticity in life. Nietzsche equips us with a torch to seek our own way, urging us to carve our path through the forest. Buddhism, in contrast, invites us to observe the forest in its entirety, understanding our place within it and guiding us to walk a path that harmonizes with the natural flow of life. As we reflect on the significance of Nietzschean and Buddhist philosophies in our lives, we are invited to integrate these insights into our personal and societal transformation. Whether it's in the courage to forge our own values in a seemingly indifferent universe, as Nietzsche suggests, or in the wisdom to see through the illusions of self and embrace a compassionate existence as taught by Buddhism, we find powerful tools for navigating the complexities of modern life. In conclusion, the dialogue between Nietzsche's philosophy and Indian/Buddhist thought opens up a rich landscape of ideas that challenge, inspire, and guide us. It encourages a deeper engagement with the questions of identity, morality, and meaning, offering paths to a more authentic and liberated existence. As we move forward, these philosophical insights beckon us to continually question, understand, and transform not just ourselves but the world around us, cultivating a life that reflects the depth and richness of these profound traditions. Join us next time as we continue to explore the timeless wisdom of the world's great thinkers. Thank you for listening.